Good morning. We're continuing Chayyotim, Klal Salma Chesem and Tesem. We left off introducing a new type of kavanah that a person has to have when a person wears tefillin, a person puts on tzitzis, a person sits on a sukkah. Those three mitzvahs, the Torah says the word laman, in order that. So these three mitzvahs, the Torah says the purpose of the mitzvah is X. A person has to have in mind X. So is this kavanah ma'akev? The Bir Halacha in the Siman Samach quotes the Prima Gadim and says that the same way that we hold mitzvah shrichas kavanah, so a person thinks the shame mitzvah of putting on tefillin, the shame mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, the shame mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. But we said there's another kavanah that one must have on top of the kavanah of the shame mitzvah. A person has to have kavanah of the shame mitzvah, and to remind us of the various lessons of the parshas of the tefillin, to remind us of the Anonei HaKavod, to remind us of Hashem's mitzvahs. So I had kavanah l'shem mitzvah, I didn't have kavanah, there's extra kavanah. Am I yotzer or not? So the Bir Halacha and Siman Samach brings from the Prima Gadim that this kavanah is not ma'akev. Even if you hold mitzvah shichas kavanah, and the kavanah l'shem mitzvah is ma'akev, but this added kavanah is something the Torah wants you to do, but it would not be ma'akev in the mitzvah. You're still mekayem in the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, even if you have not been mechaven the thoughts in that paragraph that we say of Hinim Mechavim. The same thing with tzitzis. A person does not think the same mitzvah, and the yotzer the mitzvah of tzitzis. They didn't think in order to remind us about the various mitzvahs of Hashem. And that's fine. B'di'evit, it works. However, this is Sefer Bikurei Yaakov. Bikurei Yaakov was written by the Aruch Lener, and it is his commentary, his comments and notes on Hilchus, Halachas of Sukkah and and the Halachas of Dalet Minim, the Halachas of the Yom Tov of Sukkahs. So in Bikur Yaakov, he writes that the Kavanah by Sukkah is Ma'akev. So a person sits in a Sukkah and thinks L'shem Mitzvah, but does not use the Sukkah as a reminder for the fact that Hashem surrounded Klal Yisrael with an Anonei HaKavod when he took us out of Mitzrayim. According to the Bikur Yaakov, you would not be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sukkah. The assumption in the poskim is that the Bikur Yaakov would say the same thing in regards to tzitzis and tefillin as well, that a person puts on tefillin does not say that, does not think the paragraph, the lessons in the imudim of the tefillin, which the Torah says the purpose of wearing tefillin is in order to have the Torah Hashem Aficha, and we're explaining Torah Hashem doesn't mean just any part of Torah, but these unique parts of Torah, a person has to have them in their thoughts. That's why we wear tefillin. If a person does not have that thought, according to the Bikur Yaakov, well, we may not be yotze in the midst of tefillin. The same is true regards to tzitzis. There's a Prima Gadim in Siman Ches, in Aruch Chaim Siman Ches, which suggests that even though the Torah does not use the word laman, but in regards to Pinyan HaBen, there's also, the Torah says the Pinyan HaBen is a reminder of the fact that Hashem smote the Bechorim in Mitzrayim and save the Bechorim B'nai Yisrael. A person would have to have in mind for that as well. So again, according to the Halacha L'maaseh, according to Mishnah Berurah, this extra Kavanah is something one should have. A person does not have it, but ever they're going to be Yotze. According to the Bikur Yaakov, one will not be Yotze. The mitzvah, that these three mitzvahs, and possibly by Pinyan HaBen as well. Obviously, a person would go back and do it again in order to be Yotze the Bikur Yaakov. One would not make another bracha, because according to Mr. Berurah, you were Yotze. But a person should be very careful, the chatchila, to have these other kavanahs in mind, because for sure everybody agrees that this is the Ratzon Hashem, the Ratzon HaTorah, to have that in mind. So whereas a person can forego saying the paragraph of the Shem Yichud, when one puts on tefillin. That's the first sentence, but from the sentence which starts Hinei Mechavein, and the paragraph that is printed in the Siddurim before putting on the tefillin, there we're getting down to a halachic issue. Person has in mind to remind that he wants to put on tefillin, which contain in the tefillin these lessons, and he goes through the multiple lessons that we derive from tefillin, which would be part of this mitzvah. So a person should be careful to say that paragraph, or at least think the paragraph. And with that, we'll leave one last thought. Mitzvah Shichas Kavanah does not require amira. It requires thought. Mira is just a good idea. This way you know for sure that you by forcing yourself to say it, you have a reminder to yourself that you thought about it. It's much more, a person is much more in control of their deeper than they are of their thoughts. So a person knows that they have to say this, that's a reminder that they have to have that kavanah when they do the mitzvah. Have a good day.